It's Nombo Ihle and Josiah the Disciples. Ugogo on Rise FM Lunch. Welcome to it. It's a gorgeous, sun-shining hump day. This is your feel-good radio station, Rise FM. We appreciate you so much. Thank you so much, especially to you. If after the show, maybe even before the show, whenever you miss Rise FM Lunch, you head over to risefm.co.za to listen to our podcast, which we upload daily. Those numbers are insane. We love you for it. Dumela Motuaka, this is Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Wakamakofane, also known as Salt. We're about to find out what our top five stories making noise from the net. Thank you, Rita Fool. Whenever the song comes on, hey. Let's check out our first story on noise from the net. This could easily shock you, okay? Making noise is the one and only Prince William. So Prince William has once again claimed the title for the world's sexiest bald man for 2024. This is according to Reboot Online Scientific Research, now in its third year, right? So the research evaluates factors such as the golden ratio, cranial shine, vocal attractiveness, media perception, as well as global search interest. And this one has been awarded to Prince William an almost perfect score of 9.86 out of a 10. You're not my way. So now listen to this now. Prince William's smooth scalp earned him a massive score of 74%, while his voice was rated as one of the most attractive voices of 2024. Following Prince William in second place is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which we're not surprised, moving up from seventh place in 2023 with a score of 8.9 out of 10. Also making the list is basketball icon Shaquille O'Neal, who came in third, jumping from ninth place in 2023. O'Neal also claimed the spot for the vocal attraction with an impressive score of a 9.95 out of 10. No matter, indoor, that might sound sexy. Come on now. I mean, come on. So our second story and noise from the Night on Rise FM Lunch is Beyoncé. So with a staggering 99 nominations, Beyoncé is now officially the most Grammy-nominated artist in history, surpassing her own husband, Jigga Man, Jay-Z. But not everyone is in celebration mode with this news coming out, right? So over the years, the Grammys have faced criticism for perceived favoritism and lack of diversity, which has sparked conversations about how certain artists are acknowledged. Now, the nods Beyoncé has received for her experimental country album, Boy Carter, including 11 nominations, stirred up heated debates, with some critics arguing the Recording Academy's favoritism is a bit too obvious this time around. The timing couldn't be more interesting because Harry just the other day was vocal about the Grammy's history of bias and recent controversies around the reputation of P. Diddy has fueled discussion about influence and power in the industry. Yo, Jackie, but I don't even want to be there right now. I wonder if Beyoncé is still cooking for Jay-Z after these news. She's like, hey, you're cooking tonight, Hardy, okay? Our third story and noise from the net here on Rise FM Lunch is the one and only Zodwa Wabantu. I haven't heard from her in quite some time now. So the celebrity roasters for the Comedy Central roast of Pearl Tusi are slowly being revealed. Now, outspoken dancer and socialite Zodwa Wabantu joins the fray of roast Tusi and take on her fellow panelists. Now, Zodwa says she is bold. This is her speaking of herself now. What do you mean? I'm bold and unapologetic in what I do, and I recognize the same traits in Pearl Tusi. We are both tough cookies who can give as good as we get. However, that doesn't mean she's going to be holding back when the chips come down. She is fair game and must not expect any special treatment from her, much as they look alike and stuff. So we're getting closer to the festive season and the music giants are dishing out hits this time around. So also making noise is the one and only Sean Stylist. Media personality who was born in Ekurhuleni in Gauteng. He's a DJ, he's a businessman, he's an artist, a fashionista, a philanthropist and reality TV show. Here's some good news for you if you are a fan. There's a brand new song out. So listen, on a normal day, piano ling bang elam sindo. So yabo. But I'm absolutely loving this one. So Ekoneni featuring Sponge 101, Scott Mapuma, Soul Natives, and Big John is Sean's brand new dance floor filler. Alright, so we need to close it off. Rise FM lunch with Lily Wakamakofane, your top 5 stories making noise from the net. So Dr. Musa Mthombeni is also making noise. If you go and ask anyone what they know about fancy restaurants, the size, man, the portion sizes, why must they be so small and why the price too high? So high-end restaurants are notorious for small portions, right? If you've been there, you definitely know what we're talking about. Don't deny it. You know too. So in a TikTok video that resonated with many South Africans, Dr. Musa Mthombeni's comedic observation about the notoriously small portions served at fine dining restaurants left the nation in stitches. Modimo waka yo ke lapile, said Umusa while in a restaurant. He's saying, we are sick and tired. And the more they come, the more they bring drama and smoke, and all these things irritating us, also costing us an arm and a leg. You think somebody forced them to go to that restaurant?
Hi guys, we need to be honest about fine dining. We need to be honest. I'm sick and tired. It has to be said. I am sick and tired.
Why did you
go? Being fed 9 courses of just drama, but nothing is filling my stomach. It's 3 peas and a sauce that they did this with. Then the next one is a palate cleanser. Stop palate cleansing. Feed me, my man. And then when I'm thinking, okay, we're getting to mains, the thing said pork belly with a jus. I'm like, okay, at least now we're going to eat. Whoops, pork belly, Ika. It's thumb size pork belly. And the more they come, the more they bring drama and smoke. And all those things are irritating you because this thing is costing you 2,500. You can't believe it.
Mano, I mean, this guy dragged himself